One of the parts of the budget that came in for criticism is a proposal to take the administration of Medicaid, food share, and other services for low-income people away from county governments, centralize it at the state level, and then give it to a private vendor. Marathon County Chairman Keith Langenhan questioned whether the privatization plan could do as good a job dealing with the county's poor as the people on his staff.
We deliver very quality products to our people that needed the services, and we have 26 people in the department that delivered this service. We naturally will have to lay those off.
Langenhan said layoffs could cost Marathon County $400,000 in unemployment payments. Lori Garber works for the county's Department of Social Services. She told the panel that many of the poor people she deals with need personal interaction.
We talk to these people. We know where they're coming from. We know what they need.
Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa asked Garber of reported delays in claim processing elsewhere by Hewlett-Packard, who she said was the likely vendor that would be hired to administer the Medicaid and food share programs. Garber said such delays would be devastating to her clients.
If we had to wait so long to get their applications processed, they may not be able to go to the doctor. They may not be able to get their prescriptions. Also with the food share, they may not have food on their table for themselves or for their children.
Marathon County administers low-income programs for 40,000 of its residents. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.